Yeah, I'll go first. I want to thank Lord for the gift he has given us. So on 28th September, we were blessed with a baby boy. We named him Joash. So we are so thankful for the blessing, because 1 year back, God has been showing these dreams of a boy, and I was not prepared for a third child, because I was worried, I was scared, and all the dreams I interpreted it as from according to my convenience that it's a ministry or something. But Sundar also interpreted it, said, "No, it's a boy, it's a child." Okay, so I was scared, but I prayed and God gave me courage. But when we came to know that she is pregnant, then God gave such joy. So, and today when when I look at his face, so it gives me much joy, and so I'm so happy. And I would like to thank God, because we have been facing with this joy also came many hurdles and many difficulties, but God has been helping us and overcome. Many of them are already overcome, and some are still. God is going to bring us out of it. And I would like to thank everyone for prayers and all the help, food, and especially Nawaz for all the advice she's giving regarding how to manage everything. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to share one verse. It's from Psalms 48:14. It says, "For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." So this is so true. Our God is not just a God who is sitting on the throne, looks at us, what is happening, and that's it. He doesn't have anything to do with us. He's a God who guides us in every step. Whatever be the situation, he's there to help us and guide us. And I just saw that through this journey. My C-section was planned for September 30th, but on September 28th morning, God showed a dream to Jordan, and the dream was that we are going to have an emergency C-section. So we were saying it's anyway C-section only. Why emergency C-section? Or we didn't take it that seriously. But in that dream, God showed that Jordan and Joanna were wearing the same dress which they wore that day, and we didn't understand what God was trying to say. So we thought, okay, we'll just pray that it's not going to be in a rush. We are not going to be panicked. It's gonna go smoothly and peacefully. So we all prayed, but that was an indication that be prepared. It's gonna happen today. But we didn't take it seriously, but still God was guiding. I had a lot of pending work to finish off before 30th, but that day I just felt I need to finish it off, and my maid took an off, and I was like, how to do it? But kids helped me. We finished off all that work, and around 6:15 I started having contractions, but I didn't know whether it's falls or it's gonna be a real labor pain. But all of a sudden there was a severe pain. So I got scared. I immediately called Manu. Manu had gone for work. He had gone to a site for his work. So I immediately called him and said, come back. I don't know. I'm not feeling good. I think we'll have to go to the hospital. So he came back. Is it off? One second. What happened?
We can hear you.
You can hear, no?
Yes.
So he came back, and then I was a little hesitant to go, because I was like, what if it's false labor? So I said, okay, let's wait for a little more time. And around 9:30, I just felt I have to go. And I told Manu, okay, let's go. We had already packed, everything was packed, and we just had to go. So we woke up the kids and we said, okay, let's go. So we went, and when I reached hospital, my hospital is in Kalyani Nagar, so it takes 1 hour. So I went there. The moment I reached there, contraction stopped. So they said it's a false labor, but they didn't want me to go back because I'm coming from Bavdan. So it will, what if in the middle of night you again have contractions with the kids? It will be difficult for you to come. So we are admitting you, and we'll have the emergency C-section tomorrow morning. But God is so good. He knew what was going to happen. Around 1:30, the doctors felt my back could leak. And so they said, if that happens, you may go into a dry labor. So it's better we have it. We may have it in the middle of the night also. But we prayed, and God was so good. Nothing of that sort happened. As God showed, it was an emergency C-section, but everything went peacefully. We didn't go panicked, and we were not rushing. It was peacefully. Everything went, and everything happened beautifully. I'm really thankful to the church who prayed And all those who came, who called, who came with food, it was so much of food. I just felt manna showering from heaven. We had food for breakfast, lunch, even for snacks. So really thankful to all those who came and blessed us with food. So thankful to God that He, as His word says, that He will be our guide. He was our guide throughout this season. So really thankful to God for it.
My morning's reading was about God Emmanuel.
No, that Mary will conceive by the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a boy, and they will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And it has proved so much in today's testimonies also that God is always with us. It is so true. He is Emmanuel, God with us. In every situation, in every problems, He is there. So, beloved, take courage. God Emmanuel is with us. And that is what He has told me today. And it is so true with everyone's testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to share a testimony. Last Sunday, I put a request for my son to get a job. And he got a job. And on Thursday, again, last year, I prayed. I told her, my son has lost all his original certificates because of the transit from Toronto to Regina and all. And I got a message that he has found the certificates, only it has to reach him. The person who has found it only has to give it to him. So I want to just thank the church for praying. And also in this time of pandemic, the Lord has taught me a very, very strong lesson. I will fight your battles. And I've seen three battles. When I was on my knee, I've seen three battles the Lord has fought. So I just want to give glory and honor to His name. Thank you, Lord.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to share one testimony. And 2 weeks before, I felt very ill, very weak. And I was not able to do my daily routine also. So I went for, yes, I was feeling very weak and I went for a blood checkup. So I thought I would check up. Then I ended up saying they have like high level of thyroid suddenly without anything. But then I said, okay, I went for a doctor checkup in endocrinologist. I checked up. They prescribed my medicines, everything. But I was not reluctant to start with the medicines because everyone says, once you start with the thyroid medicine, it will be a lifelong and everyone is scaring. So like I was not ready to start. So 2 weeks I gave the break. I was praying and I was having my like food. I was checking internet, what are the food to be taken properly otherwise. So 2 weeks I gave my time. Then again, now I checked with the doctor and there was no... They said, don't start with the medicines at all. Praise God. And there is the level is also reduced in the second blood test. Yeah. And the second testimony is, yes, I last week shared, I got the offer from Wipro and I'm joining the job on 25th. And thank you, church, for praying. After this many years of break, I never expected this to happen. But suddenly, everything... happened by God's grace and without any upskilling or going through so many interviews. It is the only interview I attend and it went peacefully and I got the offer. And thank God and thank you, church, for it.
Wow. Even I actually just wanted to testify. So actually for the last 7 months, I've been working as an intern at this company and I wanted to testify and I keep forgetting. But so it's just, I want to thank God for His amazing provision to have given me this opportunity, because I was just bored one day and I applied for internships just like that. But then it just happened to be one of like a very amazing experience where I've gotten to teach and I'm just seeing like how God's favor has continually been upon me throughout anything that I do at work. Like straight from the first week only, my superior used to tell me that, you know, you're so good and I never have to worry. I can just give you the work and I don't have to bother about training or anything. And, you know, it's such a relief and everything. And like throughout that, my boss has always been so nice. Every time I thought, okay, I'll end my internship, she was like, hey, what about this? Maybe you can try this. Maybe you can try that. And she's just given me so much scope for, you know, growth And when I had to cut back my hours because college started, she's like, oh, it's fine. Work only for 1 hour a day also. That's okay. Don't worry. And I'm just so thankful to have been part of like such a great environment. And it's like totally fluke. Means it's like completely God has just given this to me. And it's been such a great time. So I just want to thank God for this because I would have never thought to even apply for an internship without his wisdom. So yeah. Thank you, Jesus.